If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you every week by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. And again, proud to be part of the iHeart Radio Talk family right now. iHeart Radio Talk. Dr. Eric Bing at 35 minutes after the hour. His book is called Pharmacy on a Bicycle, Innovative Solutions for Global Health and Poverty. We'll get there with some of the top medical news stories of the week. How about too much exercise? Can you get too much exercise, Dr. Mike?
Well, this was a study of marathon runners and triathletes, and they found that, and I may be a little off on the number, but they looked at all of those people who competed in a 10-year period in Sweden. And I think there were 53,000. You believe there are 53,000 people who participate in a marathon?
Yeah, 53,000.
And it was a ski marathon, so it was a 56-mile ski marathon that they participated in. And 1.7% of them had a serious abnormal heartbeat in that 10-year period, which was much greater than you would expect from their age-matched controls. And so it was said, is this a risk? And most of the arrhythmias were actually atrial arrhythmias. But they then exposed a series of rats to a similar type, and they did get increased arrhythmias. Now, exercise protects you against a huge number of things. But in fact, you can get too much exercise. So when you go over, when humans go over a period of 2 hours in a day, 2 hours together, that is a 2 hour period that's 2 hours in a row, that is without breaks, such as you might get in a marathon, you end up exceeding your capacity to buffer the bad things that you produce when you use too much sugar, that is when you use too much energy. And you end up having not as good a result as people who do 1 hour of exercise, for example, in both longevity and avoiding disability. So the answer is you can get more than too much exercise, and it appears in the studies to be if you exercise for more than 2 hours in a row in any one day.
You know, in a marathon, they call you get to that point of the marathon, the 26-mile marathon, where you hit the wall. Whatever that may be, it's all probably individual in terms of everybody who runs in a marathon. Is that at the point where maybe you're getting too much exercise, the wall, when you run a marathon?
You know, no one has characterized that, but so what you bring out is this an individual thing? That is the amount of capacity your cells have to what we would call buffer, and it's not necessarily an acid-base buffering, but to buffer the bad stuff your cells, the free radicals your cells are producing. And we don't know whether that is the same point as when you hit the wall. Though hitting the wall usually means you have too much lactic acid produced and you are exhausted from actually having to breathe out the acid to buffer that acid. That's a different buffering than your free radical buffering. So I don't know how well they correlate, Joe, but they may correlate very closely.
I see marathon runners when they run to get to a point where even the most athletic and in shape marathon runners get to a point where they defecate on the road, you know what I mean, on the street, and they lose their bowels. I mean, that can't be good for your body, can it?
No, it's not good for your body. That's correct.
It's got to be giving you a signal.
But that is actually, that point of exhaustion is a vasovagal one, where you're actually having a abnormal nervous system response to the amount of exercise you're doing.
I mean, your body gives you signals. Every time something isn't going, you know, normally, there's a signal that your body sends, and that might be a signal your body's not doing.
I don't think that's a good signal.
No, I don't think that's a good signal, right about that. Skipping breakfast, I thought this was a great story. Skipping breakfast may increase heart attack risk. I'd like to hear more about that one.
This is, again, one of these interesting epidemiologic studies where they look at large numbers of people, And they looked at, in fact, you know, it's not as good as the study on, if you will, the worst cities or the cities with the highest heart attack rate. But this was in a study of older men, and those who skip breakfast had about a 25% increased risk of a heart attack. So a little increased risk, if you say your risk in the next 5 years is 10%, instead it would be 12.5%. Or if you said your risk is 20%, it would be 25%. It was a study of about 27,000 men. So it's a large study, but not that great. But it does mean, it does tell you, it's pretty easy to eat breakfast, right, Joe? You even eat it.
Well, I do. It's a weird time to eat breakfast. some people are out coming home from a night of celebration at 12:30 in the morning. I'm eating breakfast at about 12:30 in the morning. What I read about this study was, I think the risk group consisted of a lot of smokers and drinkers. I mean, how do they? So is it a case of correlation and not connection? I mean, how do they know that skipping breakfast among these people was part of the equation? And again, is this study more based on inferences rather than sciences?
The answer is it is based on inferences, but it is, because it's so large a group, 27,000 guys, it probably has some validity. So is it as good as what we call intervention studies, where we give, 1,000 guys one thing and 1,000 guys another and see what the difference is, or treat, malaria in 1,000 people and don't treat it in another 1,000, or treat it with another disease and see which, another drug and see which works better? No. But it is, because it's 27,000 people, and it was based on prior health history, prior dietary history, it probably is correct that there is an increased risk of heart disease in skipping breakfast. So you say, well, how good are the data? Is it 25% or is it 40%? And the answer is, what difference does it make? You either say, I'm going to skip breakfast, or I'm going to stop skipping breakfast because of this data.
Does skipping breakfast, do you think, generally, does it mean loading up more at other times of the day?
Well, it may mean that you're eating unhealthier food at other times of the day. It may mean that you get fatter. There are a whole raft of things that happen when you skip breakfast. So people who don't eat breakfast probably are more likely to be hungrier later in the day and eat larger meals, since they didn't decrease the calories or their weight compared to the control group.
Now the other question is, okay, we're talking about breakfast, which is another general statement where you have to include what type of breakfast, right? I mean, if you eat breakfast, but if you're eating breakfast of the bacon and eggs and that kind of thing and the toast with butter and everything, I mean, that's got to be consideration too. Even if you do eat breakfast, that kind of breakfast, that's not the right thing to do either, is it?
Joe, you're right, but the studies on eating breakfast find an independent effect of breakfast, independent of what you have for breakfast. So if you have, the worst breakfast versus the best breakfast, still eating breakfast is a benefit. So even if you have a lousy breakfast, now obviously you get a secondary benefit and a much larger benefit from eating healthfully as opposed to eating saturated fat and sugar-laden bonbons.
Yeah, the better thing to do would be the healthier breakfast of whatever that may be, as opposed to what you might find at an overnight joint with, stuff that grandma and grandpa used to eat all the time when they were living. Coming, right? I mean, bacon, eggs, and toast, yeah, and coffee and butter and everything,
yes,
like that.
But remember, even eating those things is better,
yep,
than nothing.
Yep, put something in your belly when you start your day. Okay, Eric Bing, Dr. Eric Bing, his book is called Pharmacy on a Bicycle, Innovative Solutions for Global Health and Poverty. He's our guest coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.